Something else? Some other?
Sometimes when we play depending on meditation, I have a book shifter.
You talk so quiet, I can't hear you. And then when I say talk louder, you just talk the same way.
I'm sorry. For example, in Radhavish, we have
We have a what?
Bookshop.
We have a bookshop.
We have a bookshop. But sometimes I go in there and I have a look around, but I'm not sure which books are well translated or, you know, from the acharyas, so I'm not sure whether
well, those... The best translations will be the ones that are done by our BBT team, and Gopi Pranadan Prabhu and now his successors, those are to Prabhupada's standard. Then there are other books, but they certainly haven't gone through the rigorous translators, certainly haven't gone through the rigorous training that BBT team have. And what to speak of editing, one thing is translation and then the other is how the book actually sounds. So one needs to be discriminating, and that's why it's important to ask what are books that are good or not so good. And
books that are not so well translated.
That are not what?
So well translated.
Well, you don't get a clear picture of what was written. And then if something's badly translated, or it's translated by someone who doesn't really understand, he's only translating words, then they'll have may have complete misunderstanding of what's actually being said. So that's why Prabhupada said that it has to be realized someone's really not grasped at least the nature of the philosophical principles or the principles of devotional exchange, and they're not going to be able to really translate. You can't just translate words. Otherwise, why is it that so many people translate Bhagavad Gita and they have an impersonal understanding? Because they don't really understand what's being said. So it's a science, writing, but and one has to be faithful. That's what Prabhupada meant, is that you repeat what you've heard. But if you haven't heard something, then you won't be able to repeat it, so then better hear.
Do you think the GBC will have, or are there any guidelines for devotees about which books and how to recognize good books?
Well, there used to be a editorial committee, oversight committee of books that came out, but it was just impossible. At a certain point, there was such a tsunami of literature that they couldn't keep up. So now, it's just every man for himself, every woman for herself, try and figure it out. But at least that way, that's why one should ask one's spiritual master, senior Vaishnavas, what's suitable, what's not. Otherwise, ashradhe piyas chinvate upadesha shivnam aparada. It's also to get absorbed in literature that's above one's head. That's also becomes an offense to the holy name. Certainly potential offense. Speak up.
one older devotee, senior devotee, once asked me if I knew what my swarup was, or my rasa, and when I said I didn't know, they were surprised. And I wonder if you could comment on that.
They're trying to, why, because you're writing books?
I don't know. It just came up in the conversation.
Did you ask him whether he knew his swarup?
Huh?
Did you ask him whether he knew his swarup?
Indirectly. I was a little shy, I didn't want to.
And did he know?
Yes, I did. That's not an indication. But I didn't feel very comfortable with the topic.
Offer your obeisances and walked away.
I didn't know what to make of it.
Not much. People will go around publicizing their swarups. It's like women don't go around talking about their relationship with their husbands. Just their intimate relationships. Devotees don't go around talking about their swarups. That was when Prabhupada sort of lips started to quiver. And some started talking about their swarup. Otherwise, I just read one 1971. Prabhupada was in Varanasi, maybe it was in Varanasi, and initiated this. I didn't say who the devotee was. Oh yeah, no, he did. He gave. Oh, that's right. No, and he gave him the name Niranjan. Interestingly enough, Indian devotee, and they're in devotee families. So after initiation, they said that the devotee asked the Prabhupada what his swarup was, and their Prabhupada wasn't upset. He just said, just take a time and it'll come in time. It'll come in time. Okay. Shambhihari is here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, Shambhihari, I'm going to clean up here.